We find systems of knowledge that have been preserved and passed on through skill and repetition, are of particular value. And the value of an integrity of customs that endure through time. There's another kind of different feel to the meaning of an ox in our way. And that is that it is a symbol of our awakened nature. The great Chinese sage Lao Tzu, the author of the Tao Te Ching, is often depicted riding a great ox. And in the beautiful ox herding pictures, a depiction of the life of practice, the ox is a symbol of awakening. And the path of practice that leads to seeing our true nature, and the path of humility and service that arises naturally from that. So there's an outer layer that represents a natural return to stability. And of course, because we're in a koan tradition, there's something also a little bit weirder in the inner tradition of the ox of awakening. And so I offer to you to sit with today a great koan about this ox. In this case, it takes the form of a buffalo. And this is from the Gateless Gateway, case 38. Wu Tzu said, "It's like a buffalo passing through a latticed window. Its head, horns, and four legs all pass through. Why can't its tail pass through? And here's the verse. If it passes through, it falls into a ditch. If it turns back, it will be destroyed. This tiny tail, what a strange and wonderful thing it is. So today, I invite you to sit with this strange and wonderful tiny tail. What's your tail? What's your tail about your tail? Please enjoy your practice. Feeling what an absolute delight it is to be sitting together with Dharma friends and community near and far. And just so we can sort of know each other, I'm wondering if you could each just put into the chat to everyone just where you are right now. Where are you Where are you joining us from? So we can have a feeling for kind of the net of the open source and where we're gathering together in the Zoom temple from. It would be lovely to hear from you all. I'm seeing Tucson, Albuquerque, Pueblo, Knoxville, Tennessee, Alameda, California, Pueblo, Salida, Manitou Springs, Tucson, Santa Fe, Oakland, Albuquerque. So delightful. Yeah, what a great gathering. It's fun to feel our spread. So, you know, one of the things that I love about this koan, about the buffalo passing through a window, is it feels like a koan for a lifetime. And it's a koan for mature people. The teacher in this koan, Master Wutsu Fayan, left to become a monk at the age of 35. He lived in the 11th and 12th centuries in China. And at that time, people who left to follow the way most often did so either as children or teenagers. So it was quite unusual to leave home, so to speak, at the age of 35. And we don't know much historically about his life before he left home. But, you know, I imagine that he had a full life. He had a family life. He had work that he did. He was engaged with his community. You know, he lived a real life of the red dust, you know, a complicated life, a life full of joy and grief, confusion and complication and messiness. So, you know, I like to think of this teacher as really offering us something of accompaniment of what it means to be, like, I think most of us, mature people on the path. You know, we're not teenagers. You know, I actually started to practice when I was pretty young. And I think at the time, I had a fantasy about practice and awakening. Something like that if I really practiced a lot, that I would become enlightened. And I think I kind of imagined it to be kind of like Buddhist heaven, like a Buddhist version of heaven, you know, where everything would be just perfect. I wouldn't have any problems anymore. I wouldn't struggle. I certainly wouldn't have a pesky tail, you know. And isn't that kind of like, you know, the dreams of youth, you know, sort of visions of perfectibility. And, you know, while we know that, and Wutsu Fayan probably knew that doesn't really work that way, you know. Well, I think we can carry some of that wish sort of for a kind of perfection, a kind of purity, even into our mature practice lives. So when Fayan first left home, he went to study Buddhist philosophy. And he asked his teacher about awakening. And the teacher said, it's like drinking water and knowing for yourself whether it is warm or cold. So I love that he was pointed towards knowing something for himself from his own experience. This wasn't an abstract philosophy. This wasn't some kind of, you know, book learning. It's about knowing for yourself from your own experience. And from that place, he decided that it was important for him to take up a life of practice, not just studying philosophy, not just studying sutras and scriptures. But he went to a monastery to practice in the Koan way. And it's such a great invitation to practice, especially for those of us who are mature people. It's an invitation to become intimate with our own experience, to feel it all the way through. To feel it as an expression of and as a revelation of our own hearts. So this koan about a buffalo passing through a window, and its head, its horns, its legs all go through. Why can't the tail go through? It's points to the sort of two truths of our lives. The truth of the absolute and the relative. So the absolute is that ox of our essential nature, the lack of abiding substance. Sometimes we call it emptiness. And it's a great invitation to liberation. And the relative world is our human world of joy and pain, gain and loss. This koan invites us to see that they're not two. They're not even one. So the ox's tail is that mysterious place where they really come together. The world of the absolute, the great ox of awakening of our essential nature, the ox of emptiness. And that stubborn tail, the place we can never quite yank through. It's the place where we're still crazy after all these years. It makes me think of another, you know, lovely koan in this vein about why can't the perfectly realized bodhisattva be liberated from the red thread? Why are we still entangled by the red thread? Why can't we get our tail through? Why are we always bound by the passions and foibles of being human? And inquiry here is an engine for real nitty-gritty practice, you know, the real practice of life. It's not an escape into bliss, although bliss can arise. But this is where things get real. And And, you know, the really great, beautiful news is that this is such a potent birthplace for compassion. And wisdom. Compassion for ourselves, our own tail, you know. And a real feeling for that is just a truth of this human life. It's the Bodhisattva way. You know, we don't just fly up to that Buddha heaven. You know, we stay in this life, in this messy, muddy, murky, complicated life. So today, we invite you to really practice with your tail. What's your tail? What's not perfected by practice? What marks you as deeply human, deeply quirky? So what is it to practice there? And how can you know for yourself whether it's hot or cold? Thank you.